Here he is, Arthur Schwartz, the food maven on Robin Hood Radio. Hey, Arthur Schwartz, the food maven. Is it hot enough for you?
Well, you know I don't do well in the heat, so we're very well air-conditioned here. We cleaned all the filters the other day, and we're ready for the first heat wave. Apparently, we're in for several, if not more, an entire summer being a heat wave. But we'll see.
And don't forget that according to New York News, CBS themselves, this is the latest that there's been a heat wave, consecutive 90-degree days in New York City in a long, long time.
Well, I don't know. You know, the weather in New York City for July and August, to me, is the worst of the year.
Right.
Which is why I am escaping at the end of July. I'll have had enough. By then, and I'm going to see. Did I tell you I'm going?
Yes.
I'm going on the Queen Mary again.
You know that you're even going to see, not on a beautiful pea green boat, as Edward Lear would say, but that you've even decided to upgrade your seaworthy experience. So we're looking forward to hearing all about it.
Yes, I'm going in the lap of luxury on the Queen Mary too. I deserve it. There is a lot of walking on the ship. You know, I've been on the ship 6 times now.
Is the ship room temperature?
The ship actually, it could be a little chilly. Depends on what room you're in and how many people are in it. But, you know, room temperature is... I want to talk about room temperature food because who's going to cook in the middle of the heat? And my mode, personally, is to cook in the morning when it's still possible. And maybe I don't even have the air conditioners on yet. And then I'm set up for the day, as long as the food doesn't have to be reheated. Excuse me. That came suddenly. By the way, I learned recently, because I read a lot about this, that since I am diabetic, I'm concerned about such things as the glycemic scale, which is how fast the carbohydrate gets absorbed into your bloodstream, and the faster, the worse, better. It should go slowly. And what it ends up is that carbohydrates, for instance, pasta and rice, lose some of their intensity. Let's put it in lay terms. They lose some of their carbohydrate intensity when they are cooked, cooled, and then reheated. Interesting. It made me crave fried rice yesterday.
Now that
I know it's 50% lower on the glycemic scale than freshly cooked rice, because what you do to make fried rice is you take already cooked rice, let it cool, even refrigerate it, and then you reheat it by sautéing it with oil. And a bunch of other things, depends on what you're making. But the rice itself actually is better for you. And then you could eat it at room temperature. I eat fried rice at room temperature sometimes.
I eat fried rice, or used to, straight from the fridge.
Yeah, but right. And it's in the fridge. You know, it's in the fridge, but I take it out, and
right,
15 minutes later, it's at room temperature. Now, of course, when we say room temperature, we have to know what the temperature of your room is. The food safety people say it's anywhere between 68 and 86. Now, 86 is already a little warm. 68 is not so cold. And that's not a bad range. And at that temperature range, 68 to 86, being conservative, almost any food can be left out for 2 hours. Almost any food comes to room temperature before
right.
2 hours.
So you know what I was wondering about? This is an aside, and I'm sorry, but I've always wondered this, so maybe... Old country farmhouses that had a larder or a pantry or equipment,
right,
where they kept the food, and it was, you know, quite cool. It was certainly lower.
It was our refrigerators, which usually run at 40 degrees.
Right, and that I don't know, the food that was in the larder did not spoil. And,
right. So, you know, I want to say something about all this, because Americans are way more conservative about temperature of food, food safety reasons, than other cultures are. For instance, this is a local, for instance. It was some few years ago, but we have a large Russian population. Well, now they're claiming they're Ukrainian, of course, but whatever, they're from Russia and Ukraine. Large
population.
Remember
the song Back in the USSR? It was all the same.
Well, it was all the same, but it's not the same. Anyway, the point is, we have Russian stores. We have stores that cater to the Russian population, and they often have an array of beautiful foods out on a table or a counter without refrigeration. And I was in one of these stores that I used to shop in, haven't in a long time, and I bought a bunch of stuff. And then I went to another favorite store that is a kosher store, neither Russian nor Ukrainian. But they used to have this on Thursday and Friday until midday, they had this amazing array of kugels out on the shelves in the store. I walk in, and there's no kugel. There's no nothing. So I go over to the owner, who I met before, and I said, what happened? He said, the health department requires us to keep everything refrigerated now. I said, but I was just in this blah, blah store on Avenue M, and he said, I'll just say one thing. I don't pay off anybody. So obviously, in order to get the health department to overlook the way they were storing the food in the Russian store, they were paying off the health inspector. And the Jewish guy wasn't paying off the health inspector. This has nothing to do, by the way, whether it be Jewish or Ukrainian or whatever. It's just two different mindsets. And the American mindset is to keep everything refrigerated, and the European mindset is, look at this beautiful food that we have, and you take it home and eat it right now. So that's one example. But, you know, if you go to Europe, you see a lot of food being displayed for sale, and it's not being kept under 40 degrees, and it's not being kept over 140 degrees, which is the temperature that bacteria can develop, is 40 to 140. But it takes time. And there are some foods that actually taste better at room temperature. For instance, some of the obvious ones are the dips that we love, like hummus. I like it much better at room temperature. Guacamole, I always make very fresh. And it is at room temperature because the avocado was at room temperature. I don't chill guacamole. Do you know what works very well at room temperature? All kinds of egg pancakes. In Italian, we say frittata, and in Spain, they say tortilla, and I do love a Spanish potato tortilla, which is, in Italian, a frittata with onion, with sautéed onions and potatoes, and that is divine at room temperature and not very pleasant if it's cold. So I do make it from time to time. It's a lot harder than you would think. An Italian frittata is easier most of the time. And what do I put in my Italian frittatas? Either cheese or vegetables, both or both together, both of which taste better at room temperature. We all know that cheese tastes better. We do know all, right? That cheese tastes better at room temperature. And if you're serving cheese, it's a good idea to take it out an hour before you serve it. And then you can leave it out for hours. It's not going to develop any bacteria. By the way, another product like that is cold cuts. Salami, various hams, they taste much better at room temperature.
Absolutely, and it's amazing. You know, I'm just thinking back years ago when the cold cuts were put out for a party or whatever, they were always brought to room temperature. Nothing was, you know, the refrigerator chill became a thing.
Well,
and yeah,
and it's a bad thing.
Yeah,
in a lot of cases. Now, if you have a salami, it's not sliced or cut. You're not going to put it in the. I wouldn't put it in the refrigerator ever. I would rather have it hanging, as my grandmother always did, have it hanging on a hook next to the refrigerator, where, in fact, over the course of a week, it would start to dry out at the end, and that was her favorite part. You don't dare touch the dried-out first slice of the salami. You had to leave that for Grandma.
Right. Maybe I was your grandma.
Oh, you like that part, too?
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Also, I remember the first time that I walked into, and again, this is decades ago, I think it was Ottomanelli's, I'm not positive, but, you know, and looked up in the village. But the point is that all sorts of things at a store like that had it all hung. It's where you would learn about hanging salamis, cheeses, etc.
Well, you know, but we often buy, I have to say, often buy salami and hams sliced in the store.
I understand.
Yeah, but those you do keep in the refrigerator, and then when you're ready to serve them, you can put them out on a board and serve them at room temperature. But they don't take but minutes to become a room temperature because they're sliced, and there's very little, solid to come to room temperature. Anyway, there are a lot of things that taste, and by the way, taste is determined by many things, aroma and your taste buds in the mouth as well, and all of those are activated when your things are at room temperature as opposed to cold. You try it sometime. Take a piece of cheese and smell it right out of the refrigerator, and then half an hour later smell it, and it's going to smell better. Or it's going to smell more like what it's supposed to smell like. The same thing with the ham and stuff. By the way, another one, you wouldn't think of this necessarily, but, you know, cake is better at room temperature. I don't indulge in cake too often these days, but we recently had a big birthday here, and I bought a big cake, and it was with delicious buttercream.
Right.
And you know, the buttercream sort of encases the cake and keeps it fresh for a few days, but the buttercream itself needs to be at room temperature before you really enjoy it. Otherwise, it's hard and sweet. And by the way, sweet things taste sweeter at room temperature. So, for instance, I prefer my strawberries at room temperature. And this is strawberry season. Blueberries, they're so small, they don't take but minutes to come to room. I do eat a lot of blueberries. My favorite thing lately has been 5% Greek yogurt with blueberries and a topping of bran flakes. Now, is that healthy or what? This morning, this all came to me, actually, a few weeks ago when I realized I was enjoying steak more the next day than I did when it was freshly cooked. And I just ate a little bit of leftover steak for breakfast.
Isn't it yummy? And
it was so yummy. And it was medium rare. It was well salted before I even cooked it. And, you know, I sear it on both sides. And this steak, which was not all that thick, was done 3 minutes per side. And it was delicious right out of the, well, you know, a few minutes out of the pan. I always let the steak
rest. Normally a reheater? Because you're just describing.
I didn't reheat it. I ate it at room temperature.
What I'm trying to tell you is that I do that all the time. I just asked if you were a reheater. I wonder if it is more normal to reheat leftovers.
Well, leftover steak,
in the morning.
Yeah, I would. I mean, yeah, if I had. Well, I don't know. You know, I do like sometimes, it depends on the dish, cold pasta right from the fridge. That's something I got as a child because I used to go to the neighbor's house, the Goldbergs, literally the Goldbergs. And I don't know why, but Frida always had some leftover spaghetti and tomato sauce in the refrigerator. And so I would head directly to her refrigerator. I was close enough with this family I could do that. And I would head directly to the refrigerator, and sure enough, there was always a little bowl of cold spaghetti. So I do like cold spaghetti.
Right, likewise. But my mother used to always eat cold spaghetti.
Yeah, well, I know Italians who eat cold spaghetti, too, so don't let them tell you otherwise. That they
no, I'm not. I'm
yeah.
advocating for all
they
of
them. They know. You know, the tomato sauce is more vibrant when it's at room temperature. The spaghetti doesn't suffer at all being at room temperature. I don't know why many Italians put their nose in the air when you tell them about macaroni salad, but macaroni salad is delicious at room temperature. I do like an old-fashioned elbow macaroni, mayonnaise, celery, well, whatever you want to put in it. You know, my favorite is the
right.
the Burt
and
Green
the General George
salad,
quite right.
which I make every 4th of July.
4th of July is coming.
Yeah, well, I don't know if we're going to be even up to boiling pasta. That is something I do, even in a heat wave. But I like to do it in the morning, as I said. And there aren't dishes that you can make with room temperature pasta. In fact, I do it all the time, especially in the summer when you're sick of the heat already. And all you need to do is dice up some tomatoes and garlic and whatever herb you have and throw it on some pasta. And the pasta itself will cool down immediately if you put the room temperature dressing on it. And 10 minutes later, you've got a delicious dish, room temperature spaghetti. What else? Cheesecake. It's actually a peeve of mine, being served cold cheesecake. Cheesecake is so much better at room temperature than it is cold. And also, I like a lot of vegetables at room temperature. For instance, today I've talked about this ad nauseum, but I'm really into frozen artichoke hearts. And I buy these really high quality ones at Whole Foods. And I cook them with olive oil and garlic. And I don't have, I could go downstairs and get some fresh mint or parsley or even dried mint, not dried parsley. And I braise them until they're very tender. And they're delicious just like that at room temperature. I wouldn't even ever serve them hot, actually. I want them at room temperature. The other one is I love my greens sautéed with hot pepper and garlic. Delicious at room temperature.
Yeah, and as you say, and I'm just endorsing, all of this is delightful. To me, even better because, you know, you leave it out for a little bit, and
yeah.
It takes on the oil. You're using good oil, of course, not rancid. And it's just...
Yes, good oil. It's all about good oil.
Uh-huh.
I have very good oil.
Good oil, and then... You know, room temperature is when you can taste it. But I don't. I'm probably the wrong. I don't want to say wrong, but I am a big endorser. I never liked food hot because it burnt my tongue.
Yeah. Well, may she rest in peace. My former Chinese healer, even though she was Korean, she called herself a Chinese healer. She did acupuncture and other things, other mysterious healing things. But she always said to drink a lot of water at room temperature. She was insistent on no ice, and hot beverages are better than cold beverages, but even then, have your green tea, these are the things that she liked me to drink, green tea and ginger tea, which I still do drink. Not piping hot, but at room temperature.
Right.
Now, actually, the ginger tea that I buy, takes quite a long time to steep and get full flavor out of it. So, in fact, I pour boiling water over it, but I let it cool down to room temperature or close to room temperature before I start drinking it. And it gets better as it cools down, by the way. You get, 'cause you taste more when things are not very hot and not very cold.
Right. No question.
Yeah. Now let's talk about the temperature of your room. I don't know what you keep, but we try to keep below 80 in the hot, hot weather.
Yeah, the mid-70s.
Yeah, that's about as cool as we can get is. But that's comfortable. And, you know, in our part of the world, the humidity is actually, to me, more oppressive than the heat.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, I used to, you know, Cornwall is the Connecticut rainforest, after all. Sharon isn't much better.
But I will say this. Once, you know, once it gets humid, and you can see why the leaves on the trees and whatnot, you know, it is definitely more tropical as it holds all that moisture.
Oh yeah, you know, we had a neighbor who was an antiquarian book dealer, and the humidity is so bad in our part of the valley that in the summer that she had to stuff all her bookshelves in the back of the books with some kind of paper that attracts humidity. So it took the wetness away from the books and transferred it to this special paper that she used. You know what that is? I don't think I don't know what that is, but I know it worked for her. So yeah, humidity is a problem. And by the way, humidity and heat are a bad thing for food, because with the humidity and the heat both, you do get very fast bacterial growth. So you want, you know, on a really hot and humid day, don't leave the food out for more than an hour or so. The 2-hour rule is for normal weather, and you don't want to take any chances with getting a staph infection, you can get. But some foods, of course, the ones that are high in protein and fat, grow bacteria more quickly than those that are not, or depending on the fat. For instance, I like my sautéed greens with garlic and hot pepper at room temperature, no matter what the green is. But greens don't spoil quickly. And certainly not with olive oil and hot pepper. And some spices, of course, reduce the chances of bacterial growth. So, for instance, if you're making a pico de gallo, which is, you know, salsa, diced tomato, hot peppers, scallion or onion, all mixed together, and with an acid, not lime or lemon juice, acids also preserve the integrity of food. So here's one. So salsa, if pico de gallo type salsa, that's not going to spoil at room temperature. Here's one that I haven't made yet this year, but when the little mackerel come into season and I can buy them from a fisherman here, I don't see them in the fish stores. I buy these little mackerel filleted, and fry them just in olive oil. I use olive oil. And then after they're fried, you marinate them with a lot of sautéed onions with vinegar. It's a form of escabeche, scapece in southern Italy, insaor in northern Italy, in sweet and sour. And in fact, you can put the onions, often provide enough sweetness for the sweet, but if not, you can add some sugar. And then, of course, the vinegar, it's sweet and sour, and you marinate the already cooked fish in this onion and vinegar mixture. And it should be at room temperature. That is best eaten at room temperature. And if you don't finish the whole platter, which we do not usually because it's rich, you don't want to eat too much. If you don't finish the whole platter, you don't really have to refrigerate it.
Right.
There's no room in the refrigerator. Don't worry. The vinegar mixture will preserve it until the next day, even though it's fish.
No, and again, I think that has to do with, you know, if you get used to that taste of vinegared or
yeah,
you know.
Well,
I'm digressing, but I'm not much of a tartar saucer, so I've always liked fish with either, you know, with more of a vinaigrette, or there was a recipe, it was a Vico, I think, that had a red snapper with a red vinaigrette, basically. There was just the sauce that they put on it. It was warm, but oh, it was good, and obviously it was good cold, and it lasted.
Cold, too, right.
Yeah. And it lasted.
Well, anyway, there's a lot to be said for room temperature food. And one more, you know, there's a controversy about this. I'm not sure where I stand on it, but I'll tell you what I do. Tomatoes. Now, for sure, tomatoes taste better at room temperature. But should they be stored at room temperature or refrigerated? Some are saying, some have said for a long time, that refrigerating tomatoes takes the edge off their flavor. Nobody mentions that you could refrigerate the tomatoes if you can't use them, sort of, in a couple days. But then you can bring them back to room temperature once they've been refrigerated. And in fact, I read this some years ago, it stuck with me, that when you have a room temperature tomato, but you want it to be cool, put it in a bowl of cold water for a few minutes, and it'll give a little chill to the tomato, and it'll taste better, I don't know. The other way is to, if you have a tomato that's been stored in the refrigerator and you don't have time to let it stand at room temperature, to get to room temperature, you can put it in a bowl of warm water. So it works both ways. In the end, I keep my tomatoes at room temperature and don't bother with any of it. Yesterday, because it was coming to the end of their natural life, I threw them in a pot with some peppers and onions and made a side dish, so to speak, for some chicken, came out real well. I think I talked to you while I was in the midst.
Yeah, no, and you were, did you end up grating the...
The what? No, I didn't grate anything.
Good.
Oh, I didn't put garlic in this.
Okay.
No, what I did was, this is a new technique that I sort of like, and I used it yesterday. You cook the chicken, I did it in this no-stick skillet, but you can do it in a cast iron skillet too. Put the chicken in a cold pan, skin side down, turn the heat to high. As soon as it starts rendering some fat, turn the heat to low. Cover the pan, and I have one of these covers that fits all different size pans. So cover the pan and let it cook I cooked 20 minutes. These are thighs. So after it got really rendered, it was another 20 minutes covered. Then I took the chicken out, put it aside, and threw in a sliced onion and two sliced red peppers and sautéed them until they were a little wilted. And that was it. And then I put the chicken later on, I put the chicken back in the pan and let the peppers, and the two tomatoes that were going to die if I didn't use them. I threw those in diced for 5 minutes with the peppers and onions, and then I reheated the chicken in that. It was really good.
That sounds great.
Salt and pepper. In the end, we needed a starch, so I boiled some macaroni, something called casareche, which means home style. It's a twist of macaroni. I put 4 ounces of that into a boiling water, and I boiled it until it was almost cooked. And then I put the almost cooked drained macaroni in with my peppers and onions and finished cooking it. And then I reheated the chicken. So now I wish I had leftovers of that because it just made myself hungry.
Except that then you wouldn't have eaten the steak.
So this morning I had, yeah. And you know what? I'm doing this lately because I buy two steaks and I cook them both.
Right.
And it's too much for the two of us. So we always have leftovers. And I really enjoy, I got to say, a cold, well, room temperature sliced steak sandwich, or even not a steak sandwich. This morning I had it just for its own sake.
You know,
it has a lot more beefy flavor. The char on the outside is more flavorful. It's just all around a better flavor.
All right. Thank you, as ever. Arthur Schwartz, the Food Maven on Robin Hood Radio.